So we talked about that before. Okay, let's continue. Dalit. Tzarech lizaher melafsik bedibur bishiyiska baruch shamar at sof shmon esrei. We have to be very careful not to interrupt talking from the moment we say baruch shamar until the end of shmon esrei. Vafilu in anias baruch baruch shemo osulolanos, because baruch baruch shemo is not found anywhere in the. It's not found anywhere in the Gemara. Baruch baruch shemo was first mentioned in the Rokeach and the Rosh. Right, the Rokeach says to say it at the end of Mizumin. Right, some people say it when they say Berachacha Hadoshem Berachacha Yishmerecha in Berachas Kohanim. They say it. Okay, obviously we don't say it every time we hear Hashem's name. We say it's part of a bracha usually after Berachata Hashem. Right? Okay, so you should not interrupt once you start Pesukei Dezimra. You should not interrupt. Even to say Baruch Baruch Shemal. Halavai, you know, people interrupt and tell a joke, you know, what we're saying.
When you say
it's a little disingenuous.
It sounds like Baruch Hu. Baruch
Hu. Baruch Hu. Yeah. Baruch Shemal. It's one syllable. Baruch Shemal.
That's what I always thought it was for so long.
Baruch Hu.
I just thought it was Baruch Shemal.
Baruch Hu. Baruch Shemal. It's eight syllables. Baruch Shemal.
You say it really fast, it sounds like Baruch Shemal. Yeah, or Shemal.
Okay, so look, it's disingenuous of someone to not say Baruch Shemal during Pesukei Dezimra when he's talking every 15 seconds. Right? I see, I can see it in the show. People are just talking. I always consider talking during Pesukei Dezimra to be even more egregious than talking during, let's say,
what if you have to say one thing?
Why? I'll explain in a second. But exactly one thing, there are things you can answer very quickly and just say, yes, yes. You know, show the person that you're, you know, I'm purposely answering in a very terse manner. Because what's Pesukei Dezimra? Pesukei Dezimra is Shevach. Right? Lahavdil, Lahavdil, of course. But let's say a single guy sitting here at Kiddush and he has his eye on someone, right? And he's interested in maybe even walking her home, or maybe, who knows, maybe this is something they could do together after Shabbos. They can see it, go out for coffee or something. So he's going to start to give her Shevach. So, you know, it depends on, everyone has their own style. You know, nothing wrong with it. It's courting.
Right?
She was giving her Shevach, and he's telling her, I mean, there's some things that even in speech are out of bounds. There's some things you know you have to have discretion of what kind of shevach to give. If you've ever met before, maybe he saw her. They were packing shalach mamas together someplace. And was that you that we were packing? I saw you packing food for Yad Sara or packing clothes. And, yeah, it was. Oh my goodness, you were taking charge. You were really. You know, people like to be praised. So okay, if they think it's false, it works might work against you. But okay. So could you picture, right in the middle, and because he wants something out of it, halavai, we should be on the Madrega to be saying Pesukei Dezimra because I want something from Hashem. Right? It's a good Madrega. I need you, God. Without you, I have nothing. With you, I have everything. I need you for things. You're my goel. You're my savior. Right? That's a good thing. So right in the middle of praising someone because you're interested in a date or something, in the middle of a sentence, you just turn around and start talking to someone else? Forget it. When you turn back, she ain't there. Right? Forget it. And if you try to run after her to try it again, forget it. She's not there at all. She's not listening to you. That's how you praise me? Right? So who knows? Maybe the first time we turn away, you know what? Put down the siver. Go straight to Baruch. You're not serious. But that's if we were talking about people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so patient with us. He's so, you know, he's so just has the door open and understands our foibles and understands our, you know.
But like, also people can be understanding.
I don't know if someone's praising me because they want a job or they you know they're telling me they you know they. I don't know, whatever it may be, you know, he praises you for whatever reason, you know, they want something from you, right?
Don't get wrong.
Is that why people say Pesukei Dezimra? Because they want the
it's Ipsuk and Zimmer because they got used to it. That's the answer.
It was Ipsuk and Zimmer because it's Shachar.
It's time to say Shachar. It's in the Seder. It's time to daven. We get that right down to it. What he's trying to teach us is that Ipsuk and Zimmer is priming us. Remember we said the different Shatim and Zemer. It's priming us to prune away, you know. And now, okay, I'm ready for this. What am I dressing here? I mean, if I were addressing, you know, just imagine you want an internship working with a famous, a musician because you want to get a job as a music teacher. You could put on your resume, I did Shimush with Leonard Bernstein. You know, right? You'll be tip top shape when you're in their presence, and you'll learn exactly how to what works, what doesn't work. You know. All right. So I'm just saying that's you're probably right. Go there and canvas this floor right here. Why are we saying Pesuk and Zimmer? Well, that's because it's between page 27 and 41, and that's what I daven. Okay, all right. So, but in Berachos Kriyat Shema there are Mishnayos in the second parak in Brachos that talk about where you're allowed to interrupt for kavod, for yira, someone's response to you, can you respond back, and things like that. So, all right. Aval amein mutalo la'anos al kol bracha sheshomea afilu be'emtza pasuk shel pesuk dezimra im husof inyan. You get what he's saying? Im husof inyan. In other words, let's say you're right here. And you hear the word amein. Don't say amein la'ashkam. Just finish the word la'ashkam and say amein. Don't talk a day nibur. Don't be in the middle of an inyan. You've said this before. Rabim. No, just say rachamim rabim. Then say mashibrachim negeshim. That's what he means by finish the inyan and then say amein right down the spot. Okay, without looking inside, what else might happen in the middle of your psuke de zimra? Besides hearing other remains,
Kaddish.
Okay, Kaddish, that's on the same level. But what else? What else? Think out of the box. Okay, I'll get you started. You have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you say Ashi Yotzar in the middle of Pesuk Zimmer or not?
Yeah.
Because if you have to go to the, you have to wonder why didn't I have to go to the bathroom 10 minutes ago before I put on the phone. All right. I drank a little before. You don't have to refrain from that. All right. Now I have to go. I didn't have to go before. All right. You're not supposed to hold it in. Not when you're davening, not when you're not davening. But certainly not when you're davening. Because you can't daven if you have to go. The rule is that if you could hold it in for 72 minutes, then you can continue davening. But who can hold, when you have to go, who can hold that in for 72 minutes? All right. So what do you think? Do you say Ashi Yotzer or not?
Yes.
Yeah. Continue. Vafilo anias, I'm sorry. Uberchas Ashiyotzar v'chein kol bracha berchas hodah. Yeah, if you could say amen, you could say Ashiyotzar. And then he says v'chein kol berchas hodah. Go ahead. Which two very very obvious ones? But there could be many more. Come right at you, totally unexpected. No, I shouldn't say berchas hodah. Those are berchas hashavach. Thunder and lightning.
Oh.
Amen. Davening with an open window. You see lightning. Nimbuk sugat zimra. Yeah, stop. After an Indian, say Shukhov or somebody alone. I mean, or semi separations.
What about the bracha that you're supposed to say when you see a Talmud Chacham? Do you actually say that? You could theoretically say it every time I see my rabbi walk in.
Sure. The answer is, I mean, what we say is, I mean. What we say is that today we don't really have such a... It has to be someone who teaches you your Rov Torah. We don't have that kind of person. You have to cut Kriya if he dies, you know? Because Rashi taught everyone our Torah. Rashi taught him most of his Torah. And that's what they say, that Rashi was Rabban Shel Yisrael. It's an amazing point. But so he just says Berachos Hoda'a, other brachos that just come upon you. We'll see other examples of that. But the most common one is going to be thunder and lightning. Right, now there is a place if you hear thunder or see lightning, you shouldn't make the bracha right away is if you're in the bathroom.
If you're what?
If you're in the, sitting in the bathroom, oh. You can't say the bracha right there. Wait till you get up. Yeah. Okay. Let me just get together with the others because there's some other things I want to show you.